when we pray, something happens. I just know that something happens. Father, now, open up our minds to receive understanding. Open up our minds to receive revelation, to receive insight. Our ears are open to hear what you have to say. Take us into the place that is deeper in you for your glory and for your glory alone. Take us into a place that is deeper in you for your glory and for your glory alone. Now, this is how Peter begins. He says, I'm going to read from verse number one. He says, Simon Peter, a bond servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Verse number three, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also, for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceeding and precious promises, that through this you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Father, tonight, we say you are the giver of wisdom. You are the giver of knowledge. You are the giver of understanding. Your word says, O God, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. Tonight, O God, we bring ourselves humbly before you and say, God, we reverence you. We worship you. We magnify you, we exalt you, we glorify you. We acknowledge, O God, that indeed the heavens are your throne and the earth is your footstool, that you have dominion in the heavens and dominion in the earth and dominion over anything that is underneath the earth for your glory. Father, we declare that indeed the earth is yours and they that dwell therein, they belong to you. We acknowledge, O God, that all the silver and all the gold is yours. That, Father, you are the one who set the mountains and established the valleys. You are the one who rolled up the heavens above us, O God. You are the one who causes the sun to rise and the sun to set. You are the one who caused the wind to blow to and fro in the earth. You are the one who even gave us breath. It is by your word, by your power, and by your will that we are in existence. Father, indeed, we are the sheep of your pasture. Yes, O God, you are the good shepherd. We are your planting, O God. You planted us in places you desired for us to be. And you, God, you came in the midst of darkness to open up our blind eyes that we may see. Father, tonight we acknowledge that indeed Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that you send him to earth, O God, out of the love that you have for us, that we may not perish unto sin, but we may be redeemed back unto life. Tonight, O God, we declare that there is a release of life in us because of what you have done. Father, man has no authority over us but the Spirit of the living God. No other spirit has dominion over us but the Spirit of the living God. That, Father, we will not give ourselves to the lustful desires of the flesh, to the carnal things we desire, but God, we are of the Spirit, therefore we are after the things of the Spirit. For you say the things of the flesh, O God, are of the flesh, and the things that are of the Spirit are of the Spirit. God, tonight we declare that our flesh is being made subject to your will, that our flesh is being made subject to your Spirit. And because our flesh is being made subject to your Spirit, we say, God, have your way in us. Move us to a place where you desire, O God. We declare that you have taken us from the dominion of sin. You have brought us into the kingdom of light, where we are born servants unto righteousness. God, as the Apostle Peter declared, O God, declaring himself as a born servant of Jesus Christ, O God, we yield ourselves, O God, not under duress, O God, but we yield ourselves willingly, God, through our own volition, O God, to the authority of Jesus Christ, to his lordship over our lives. We declare that Jesus Christ, you have authority, rule and reign, not just some areas of our lives, but rule and reign in every area of our lives for your glory and for your glory alone. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. The Bible says in the verse we have just read, it says that as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, he has given us all things. John 10:10 said he came to give us life and life in abundance. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Life and life in abundance, which means you are not meant just to live, but you are meant to live and live life well. You are not meant just to make it, but you are supposed to be the head and not the tail. You are supposed to be above and not beneath. He just did not come to the earth to show creation that there is a God, or to remind humanity that there is a God, but he came to restore humanity back to the relationship that he once had with God. The Bible says we that were once alien with God have been reconciled back with God. Now we have the right, he says, to as many as received him, even those that believed upon him, gave you the power to become the sons of God. We have been given the authority, the power to become the sons of God. But it's not about us just believing and having faith. He said, by this reason, giving all diligence and to your faith add virtue. There are some things that we must do to add to our faith. Though we believe, what we believe must be made manifest. What we believe must be lived out. We must become a testimony of what we believe. Tonight I declare and I challenge you, if you say you believe in Jesus Christ, your life has to reflect your belief. Psychologically, they declare that there is a link between your thought and your behavior. If you think in your heart that you are a child of the living God, then your behavior, your way of life has to reflect that you are a child of God. That means you cannot be given unto the lustful flesh. You cannot be given unto the things of the world, because you have been redeemed by God, not redeemed unto death, but redeemed unto life. Why have you been redeemed unto life? Because your Christ, your Lord, Jesus Christ, whom you are seated with in heavenly places, is not dead, but he has been raised from the dead. He is alive. Somebody say hallelujah. So there are some things we must add unto our lives. We must add things such as virtue. We must add things such as knowledge, because knowledge is crucial. Knowledge is crucial. The Lord has just given me the statement over the past few days. You were not designed to be an expression of darkness. You were not designed to be a manifestation of darkness. Darkness there meaning this. You are not designed to be an expression of ignorance. You are not designed to give ignorance expression. You are not designed to manifest ignorance. In the name of Jesus. So which means if you are pursuing the things of the flesh, the carnal things, you are giving ignorance expression. You are becoming a manifestation of darkness. But the Bible says God is light. He is the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, nor is there any shadow of turning. He has no fellowship with darkness. So if you are with him, you must strive to walk in knowledge. You must strive to walk in light and not walk in darkness. Somebody say hallelujah. You have to understand that ignorance does not discriminate between race and gender. Ignorance does not discriminate based on your social or economic position. Ignorance has fellowship even with the rich. Ignorance has fellowship even with the wealthy. Ignorance even has fellowship with the poor. Hallelujah. You were not designed to give ignorance. It says, add knowledge to your faith. You believe, but believing is not just enough. You must add what? Knowledge to whatever you have. But not just having knowledge, you must have self-control. Self-control. I want to say that word again. Not just saying you believe. Not just saying that you have faith. Not just adding knowledge. But you must have self-control. What is self-control? There are some things that rise up in you because you are a human being. Because you are flesh. There are some things that your flesh desires. But you must exercise self-control. Self-control means not doing what you want to do because it is wrong, even though it is what? It is desirable. That is self-control. And he says now to self-control, add what? Perseverance. You must persevere. You must persist in some things. The Bible clearly states that many are the afflictions of the righteous. Which means you are going to go through some things. You're going to go through some things. If you believe that just serving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is an exemption from affliction, then you are believing the wrong gospel. Because he said, for my sake, you are going to suffer many things. I already gave you the scripture on the Psalms. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver them from them all. You are going to suffer some things. But you must persevere. When I say you must persevere, you also have to understand it simply means this. Sometimes you ask God for some things and the things you ask God for don't appear at that moment. But you mustn't stop believing. You have to keep on going, keep on believing, keep on persevering. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm just here to tell somebody here. Even though you believe God, you have walked with God for several years, several decades you have walked with God. The things you have been believing God for haven't made money. We haven't been made manifest yet, but keep believing in God. Persevere in doing what is right before God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I have to tell somebody here tonight, it doesn't matter what people say about you. It doesn't matter what people say about you, as long as you are standing on the true word of God. At some point in time, that word has to go back to God and give an account that I have accomplished whatsoever you have sent me to do. Go and read Isaiah 55. My words are not returned to me void. It is going to accomplish everything that I have sent it to accomplish. The word of God is going to prosper. At the appointed time, the word of God is going to be made manifest. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, you have to understand. I just want to say this one more thing. You have to understand that living your life with the desire to please man is manifesting ignorance. Living your life to gain approval of men is manifesting ignorance. Because you were designed to be pleasing to God, not to men. If your primary focus is to please men, then you are walking after the flesh. You are walking after the flesh. Now, I believe that on this prayer line tonight, there are men and women that have given their lives to God. I believe that as you are listening, there are men and women that have given their lives to God, that are saying, God, we are not going to follow the things of the flesh, but we're going to follow things of the Spirit. If you have given your life to God, then why are you spending your life trying to please men when you should be pleasing to God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you that you cannot be going to church because you want people to see you. You cannot be coming on the prayer line because you want people to say you pray. Because knowing that you are a child of light, knowing that you pray to a God who answers, you are walking in knowledge now. Yeah, I don't even want to go there. Let me just go down further. It says now, to perseverance, add godliness. Add godliness. Listen, when I speak about adding tonight, I want you to understand. When I speak about godliness, I am not speaking about you correcting other people. I'm speaking about you looking at yourself. Does your character manifest the nature of God? Does your character manifest the nature of God? Gone are the days. Gone are the days. I will say it again. Gone are the days when you try to put a holy countenance to scare people. Contorting your face, giving these holy, pious expressions doesn't mean you're godly. Because it says, to godliness, add brotherly kindness. Love your brother. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. If there is one reason why people don't want to come to prayer, it's because prayer people are selfish at times. They are so in love with their gift, they forget to love other men. You are so concerned about your own desires and your own needs, you forget your brother is going through more affliction than you are. You cannot be driven into a place of prayer because you are jealous, because somebody got blessed today. And you're going to God and say, God, why them and not me? When the Bible says, rejoice with those that rejoice, mourn with those that mourn. When you get into a place of prayer, you are acting in the place of a priest. You're operating in the priesthood. You are taking not only your burdens, but the burdens of others before God. And then he says now, to brotherly kindness, add love. Love, the bond of perfection, the Bible says. It's what he says to his disciples. Love one another so that they might know, or they may know, that you are my disciples. Father, tonight I pray that you teach us to love. To love unconditionally. To be an extension of your love in the earth. Teach us, O God, how to love. Let me read this now, then we'll pray. For if these things are yours, did you hear that? If you add diligence to your faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. If these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Father, tonight, whatever is lacking in our lives, Ed, Holy Spirit, let there be a manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit in us. Holy Spirit, let our walk with God go beyond the words we say, but let our lives be a living epistle of who you are. When we walk into a room, may the atmosphere change, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Father, bring unity between what we say and what is in our hearts. Let there be no disagreements between what we say and what we believe in our hearts. Your word says, God, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. Any man who speaks what is contrary to his heart is a liar. Any man who speaks what is contrary to his heart is a deceiver. God, you have not created us to be hypocrites, but you have sent us out to be ambassadors to the kingdom of God. Allow us, O God, to move in the love you have given us. Out of love you gave, therefore, God, may we ourselves give out of love. We lay down our lives for the sake of the kingdom, knowing that the kingdom is about people. In the name of Jesus, let us be extensions of your love in the earth. Let our children not see us operating in multi-person personal disorders. You see, sometimes we have this multi-person disorder that we have in church, because when we hit the church grounds, we are all holy and almighty. But when we go home, the real us shows up. And our kids are wondering, should I believe God that you only serve on Sunday? But during the course of the week, you are like a child of the devil. I said we have to add the love of God, manifest the love of God in the earth. We are children of light, which means we are supposed to be giving light expression. We are supposed to be manifestations of the kingdom of God in the earth. If we say our God is all knowledge, wherever we go, knowledge has to be our hallmark, because we are children of light. If we say our God is love and we are representing him in the earth, we have to show some love. May our sons and our daughters see the true nature of our God through us. May they learn to love God the way that we love him, because we represent him well. In the name of Jesus. Father, in our places of mission, in the places of employment, where we work, where we interact with people, may we be effective representations of the kingdom of God, showing love, mercy, and grace, being able to give out of love without expecting anything in return, knowing that everything that we have is from our Heavenly Father. God, be exalted in our hearts. Let us be in love with you so much so that we are fearful of misrepresenting you. Allow us, O God, to walk in such an anointing that we cannot allow ourselves to speak what we have not heard. Let me read this scripture for you. I know that the Holy Spirit is saying something. I know we're in 2 Peter chapter number 1. But let me read this for you in John. I want to go to the book of John. I'm in the 17th chapter. John chapter number 17, verse number 1. Jesus said this. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. But I want to go to verse number 6. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. I want to read it again. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of this world. They were yours. You gave them to me. They have kept your word. I want to say it again. They have kept your word. So, you have to do what you hear, not what you hear from men, but what you hear from God. You have to say not what you hear from your flesh, but what you hear from God. The word of God that was deposited in you, you must keep that word. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Be poured out as a drink offering before God for the sake of your neighbors. Romans 12 says, Wherefore I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Let me read that for you. Romans 12. Then we'll pray some more. Romans 12. Romans 12. Verse number 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Listen to this. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. You see, if you think highly of yourself more than you ought to, then you are manifesting ignorance. If you think you are all that in a bag of chips and you deserve all the praise amongst all people, you are manifesting ignorance. Because the Bible says that the grace of thee, the grace of the greatest in the kingdom of God is a servant. God, can I just tell somebody here tonight? Your anointing is not needed in heaven. Can I dig a little bit deeper? Your mantle is not needed in heaven. That is why it is in the earth. Your anointing is supposed to operate in the earth. Your gift is not needed in heaven. It is needed here in earth. So you have to serve God with all that you have whilst you are here on earth. So that simply means this. Elijah died. Elijah went up to heaven. He was taken up by God to heaven. Somebody remember that verse? But Elijah did not take his mantle with him, because his mantle is not needed in heaven. It's needed here on earth. When Elisha died, the anointing on Elisha did not go to heaven. Because when they put Elisha in the grave and the Syrians were coming, a man died and they put him in the grave where Elisha was buried and he was resurrected, which means the anointing of Elisha was still in the earth, even though Elisha was dead. So your anointing and your gift is to serve men. When we go back to 1 Peter, you are not meant to live out of the world. Somebody say hallelujah. You are in the world. You are in the world, but you are not of this world. Oh man, help me, Jesus. You are needed in this world. Even though you are not of this world, but you are in this world, your gift must operate in this world. Your anointing must operate in this world. Your calling is in this world. Your gifting is in this world. So they have to work in this world. And they are supposed to work to help men. Can I just tell you something, and I'm almost done. God did not come to redeem money. He came to redeem man. He says, all the silver is mine. All the gold is mine. So he doesn't need any of that. It's his already. Even the dirt you are standing on belongs to God. Even the dirt that you were made out of belongs to God. So God does not need money. He needs to redeem man. Christ came to the earth to die, not for money, but to die for man. Because the scripture I just read for you in John 17, he says, I have made your name known to the man you gave me. So why are you saying all this, Perkins? You and I have a high calling on our lives to manifest the kingdom of God in the earth, to be representatives of the kingdom of God, not just in words, but in deed. I like what James said. James said, faith without works is dead. And then he says, furthermore, by my works I will show you my faith. I want to extrapolate and extend that further. By the way that I live, you are going to see that I believe in Jesus Christ. I refuse to be an advocate for ignorance. I refuse to be a manifestation of ignorance. I am a child of the living God. It is He that lives in me. I will manifest the glory of God in the earth. If I say I believe, there is knowledge I'm going to add to my life with all diligence. It means it's not just going to come from heaven. You're going to have to work for it. Somebody say hallelujah. You're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to work for it. Work for what you believe. Stand for what you believe. Fight for what you believe. But be an example of what you believe. When they speak in psychology, they say that if you are going to change the way that a man behaves, you have to change the way that he thinks. That's why Romans says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. But for you to change what a man thinks, you have to first change what he believes. Because what a man believes determines how he thinks. And how he thinks determines how he behaves. So how you behave is a byproduct of what you believe. So if you want to change your behavior, look at what you believe. But for you to believe, so which means you have to believe the right things. Somebody say hallelujah. You have to believe the right things, and the only right thing that is there is the truth. And there is no other truth besides the Word of God. Believing anything else outside of the Word of God makes you a perfect candidate for ignorance. Because the Bible says, a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. That, my friend, is a total expression of ignorance. Let me read this for you. I'm almost done. Let me read this for you. John 1, he says this. That's John chapter number 1. Help me, Jesus. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness to Him and cried out, saying, this was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. And the full end of His fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Let me jump over to verse number 9. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, and the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him. The light came, and men were so much in love with ignorance that they did not receive knowledge. Says, no man has seen God, But the Son who came from God declared him. He made him known to us. I'm saying that is knowledge that you must carry in your spirit. That is knowledge you must carry in your heart. That Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, came to the earth. Man, he came to the earth not just to give you life and life in abundance, but he came to the earth to make God known to you. He came as the light coming from God, because the only thing that can cause darkness to flee is light. By the way, darkness and ignorance, I'm interchanging the words. So, if you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you do well. But to what you believe your faith, with all diligence, you must add knowledge, you must add virtue, you must add what? Perseverance, loving kindness, you must add love to what you believe. And if you do so, there are great things that are going to come into your life. There will never be any barrenness in the knowledge of Jesus Christ in your life. Because to know Christ is to know life. To have Christ is to have life. For as many as received him gave you the power to become. To receive. So I pray that tonight, wherever you are, may the love of God shine greatly in you. I come against every predisposition that you have to be a disciple of darkness. We break the power of ignorance over your life. May the light of God shine greatly through you, that you may open up your mind to receive a word that will change your life forever. You can have all the money you have in the world and still be miserable. But you can have nothing in terms of material possessions and still be able to live a life that is full of joy. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. So tonight I pray for every man, every woman who is listening to my voice. Jesus Christ must always sit on the throne in your life. Live a life that is yielded to him and see what God is going to do for you. The Bible says every day is better than the day before. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. I just pray that tonight the Lord is challenging you in your heart. That it's not about just saying, I believe, but it's manifesting what you believe. It's about walking with God to bring about an expression of the light of God in the earth. People that are full of knowledge, people that acknowledge that there is a God and he is their God, that walk daily in submission to him, that are filled with kindness, brotherly love, that are willing to lay down their lives for the building of the kingdom of God. Knowing that the Bible says, God help me, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but joy, righteousness, and peace in the Holy Ghost. when it says it's not meat and drink, it's not material things, it's joy, righteousness, and peace. And the seed of the kingdom is the word of God. And if the word of God is in you, then the kingdom is in you. Let the word of God, small as it might be, like a grain of a mustard seed, it's going to grow greatly and mightily in your heart and in your life. You are going to abound in all things because the word of God is in you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just share this with you and I'm done for tonight. You know, when I got serious for the Lord, which was sometime in 1999, almost there, 2000. Well, that's when I really got to be serious with the Lord. I used to go to church. I love this church dearly. Dearly. When I was in this church, when they were doing an altar call, a bishop will come in and he will be releasing a father's blessing on all the sons and the daughters of the house. So we'll go to the front of the altar and he'll pray, you know, declare word over people, prophesy. He was operating in a prophetic realm. He's an apostolic voice, but he was operating in a prophetic way, in a prophetic gifting in that moment. So he will prophesy things over people. You're going to get a promotion. There's money that is coming. There's an increase that is coming. And those things will manifest literally in people's lives. Anybody hearing me? They will manifest literally in people's lives. And for some reason, I'm standing in the line. He'll come, prophesy to my wife what God is going to do. Then I'm thinking, my heart is racing, is pounding. I'm thinking, yes, I'm next. Yes, I'm next, you know. Then he will just come to me and he will just say, the word of the Lord is in you, and he will move on. I was so frustrated. I'm thinking to myself, I've been waiting in this line for almost 20, 25 minutes. And all you have to say to me is the word of the Lord is in you. The first time was okay. Second time, maybe. Third time, no. And I'm thinking, why is he always prophesying to me the word of the Lord is in you, the word of the Lord? It used to frustrate me a lot. I'm like, when am I going to get that prophetic word? You're going to get houses you did not build. You're going to get cars. You're going to get all, we're going to get a promotion. I'm waiting for that. But all he would say to me is, the word of the Lord is in you. It is only after about 7-8 years, that's from 98 to about 2008, 2009, I finally looked at my life. Over then, the time period, I've been given some prophetic words over the time period from then to the year that I finally realized that of all the prophetic words I've heard in my life, even to this very day, the most sacred prophetic word I've ever been given in my life was that word that was given when I was in that church. That the word of the Lord is in you. And I asked the Lord to forgive me for my foolishness of not realizing what a blessing that word was. That I'm telling you, all my days, I would rather have that prophetic word, the word of the Lord is in you. Because that is the most impactful prophetic word you could ever be given. I've grown over the years to say, God, may that word you spoke to me all those years when I did not understand, may that word become true in me. May your word be in me all my days. May I overflow with your word, that whatever I do, my life will be guided and directed by your word. So tonight, my prayer as I leave, as I conclude, is this. May the word of God be in your heart all your days. And as the word of God is in your heart, may you become an expression, may you become a manifestation of that word. And never give yourselves to manifest the desires of the flesh, to manifest carnality, but be a manifestation of light and not ignorance. Be an expression of the word of God and not ignorance. Because you were made in the image and likeness of God. Somebody say hallelujah. You were made in the image and likeness of God. I will say it one more time. You were made in the image and likeness of God. Therefore, go out and manifest the word of God in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight, and just for allowing God just to do whatever God has said needs to be done. I'll give you homework, and your homework is for you to go and read 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1. It's just read the whole of it. It will change your life. It will change your life.